Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's that time. Time for Walking in Power Radio, where we present powerful interviews with powerful people, with your host, Dr. B.J. Relaford, visionary and founder of Women of Power Incorporated and executive director of the Women of Power Network, where we produce with power.
She's gentle. She's strong. Of your favorite song, incredible what you can achieve.
Dr. B.J. Relaford.
Good morning, and welcome to Walking in Power Blog Talk Radio. I'm so excited to have you with us this morning. We are so excited about our program. Looking forward to having a wonderful time this morning. As you know, that's Antonia Lawrence, The Power of a Woman. You can get it on iTunes, Reverb Nation, and multiple media outlets. Let me share with you some about our sponsors. Moby Flyer. Moby Flyer is a flyer custom designed that lives on your phone and does everything a print flyer should do but can't. Moby Flyer brings mobile marketing not just into the present but also far into the future. It's not a mobile website. It's not an app. It's a mobile interactive flyer. MobyFlyers.Moby, MobyFlyers.Moby. Also, Pastor Val Scarborough is bringing Diamond Women's Conference, Faith for My Footsteps, to Metropolitan Atlanta, April 30th to May 2nd. Looking forward to it. Please visit DiamondWomen'sConference.com, www.DiamondWomen'sConference.com. I'm excited, and I know you are also. The 17th Annual Women of Power Women's Weekend presents Matters of the Heart, March 19th through the 22nd at the beautiful Congress Hotel and Suite in Norcross, Georgia. Proverbs 4 and 23 says, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Registration and information available for marketing opportunities at women-of-power.org. That's women-of-power.org. Now, listen to a few more of our sponsors.
Virtual book tours is one of the best ways to get your book noticed by potentially thousands of new readers. Fab Virtual Tours staff will walk you through the process of embarking on a virtual tour for your book, business, music, and or ministry, providing simple but yet effective strategies for getting your product and your message in front of thousands. Sign up for a free consultation, www.latboyd.com.
D.H. Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC. Are you a ministry, a coach, or personal trainer? Perhaps you're a writer, a business owner, or executive. Then you've called the right number. With more than 30 years of experience working with various ministries and Fortune 100 corporations, we are a global firm that has the knowledge and expertise to offer an advanced skill set to support your efforts in presenting yourself, your product, or your project with excellence. If you're seeking higher performance and growth, let us help. Visit our website at dhbonner.net today. We appreciate your call, and we're excited about partnering with you on your next project, D.H. Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC, so that you can focus on your goals.
We're so excited to have Maria Davis with us this morning. She's a premier promoter, an AIDS activist. Maria began a professional modeling career at the uncommon age 21 in the early 80s, when black faces were rarely seen in magazines. But it was Maria's true love of black music that led her to her professional calling. Having a keen eye for talent, with the help of mentors, she became known as one of New York's premier promoters. She created the legendary MAD, M-A-D, Wednesday's Music Showcase, which continues to provide venues for signed and unsigned R&B and hip-hop artists and comedians who had no other performance options. In 1995, Maria's life took a turn when she contracted the HIV virus, unknowingly from her soon-to-be husband. We're going to listen more about that, and I'm going to let her share, but would you please welcome with me Maria Davis, premier promoter, AIDS activist. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm wonderful. We're so excited to have you with us on this morning.
And thank you for having me. I was listening to the commercials. I was like, oh, all right now. This is a faith woman right here.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That would be she. That would be me. But we're so excited to have you with us. And I was sharing with our audience a little bit about your biographical sketch. But would you share a little more about yourself with our audience?
Well, you know, I started with a modeling career. That was my dreams as a child. And then became bored with that. And music was always in my home. So started utilizing my friends that were around me and my family members. My sister's Jackie McGee, who sings Make It Last Forever with Keep Sweat, which was a very big record. But as children, my mother always had music and entertainment. She always threw these fabulous parties. So I guess that's where the bug came, where the bug bit me. And I decided giving parties and, you know, meeting wonderful people and being introduced to people in the music industry. And so one of my good friends who was a promoter at the time had a club called Sweetwaters, which was on in Harlem on 68th Street. It was a very big club. Everybody performed there, from Whitney Houston, everybody. And she asked me to do a night. I had been doing parties and fashion shows here and there. And then she challenged me. She said, I think you need to do a weekly show. And I kept brushing off. And then finally, Mad Wednesdays was birthed in 1994. And Mad Wednesdays was really getting off the ground. I had a lot of friends in promotions and record companies. That's when record companies were really, really, really major in artists' life. They had artist development, and they worked so hard on the artists for them to be successful. And so I had many, many friends, and I went to my friends and I said, listen, you know, would you support me? I want to help artists that don't have an opportunity to get behind, to get in the offices of Andre Harrell and Russell Simmons and, you know, some of the major heavy hitters. And I know y'all, and why don't you give me some of your new artists, and I'll put them with some of the new talent I have that I meet, and you know, support my show, and then get some of these industry head executives to come out and see some of these artists. From that, I had many artists sign. One of them was Jay-Z, 50 Cent. I worked with Deborah Cox, Monica. You know, I love hip-hop, so hip-hop was always a part of everything I do. I still have Mad Wednesdays in New York, but I do it once a month now because, you know, in 1995, my life took a turn. I applied for a life insurance policy, and because I have two children, and if anything happened to me, I wanted to be able to take care of them. And when you ask for a policy of $100,000, which is very large, the requirement is that you take an HIV test. They don't want you to have any pre-existing conditions. And I took the test willingly because, you know, in the early 90s, we all thought that HIV was a gay white man's disease. And so I took the test. Nah, not me. I don't have anything like that. We took the test, and lo and behold, 10 days later, the letter came back, and it said, Dear Ms. Davis, we're sorry to inform you that you have the HIV antibody in your bloodstream. Please go and seek help. And from that day on, my life changed. I wrote on the letter in the post office, standing there, this is not true. God has another mission for me to do, and he did, but it wasn't the mission I thought. And so from there, it was about building, you know, 1996 was very successful with Mad Wednesday. I wouldn't tell anybody in the beginning that I was HIV positive. I was in another relationship. I was infected by a gentleman that I like to travel, so somebody that I had met, and I was going to change my life, my hair, move to their country. I was really, really, well, thought I was in love with him, and that's who I was infected by. But when I found out I was infected, I was in another relationship, and the crazy part was him and I had unprotected sex for a very long time. And when we both, when I finally told him that I was HIV positive and we had to go to the health department together and we went into the office and they told him his results first, you're not positive. I was like, yes, yes, it was a lie, it was a lie. He's not positive, so that means I'm not positive. But the story was, that wasn't my story. My story was I was HIV positive.
How
so the challenge was on.
Yeah, the challenge is on. How do you go from one day not knowing, and as you said, your life completely changed the next day? How do you wrap your brain around that?
With faith and prayer.
Yeah.
And I had a wonderful woman who gave me my HIV results, who shut the door in the health department, which is you're not supposed to do that. She pulled out her Bible, and she started praying with me. And she said, you will need this on your journey, else you will not make it. And then she gave me some prayer scriptures to read.
And if
it was not for that,
our audience, share with our audience some of the misconceptions that we have about, because you said something when you started out, it was very true. At one time, we thought that disease was a particular set of people, and, you know, we were immune to it. Once we found out that we weren't, we also don't have a lot of information. There's more information now, but we don't have a lot of information. So what are some of the misconceptions that the public has?
Well, the first misconception that the public has, especially in the African American community, is that it can't happen to me. That happens to those people. But HIV, all it is a virus. And the setting, all the setting has to do is be right. So you don't necessarily have to be a prostitute, because that people ask me that, or do drugs. You could be in a committed relationship, monogamous relationship with one person, and the man or the woman could be HIV positive. Because really, we could only speak to our own behavior. We pray that the person that we're with, that we're loving, that we're married to, has the behavior that we hope for, but that's not necessarily so. So the most important thing is to have dialogue with your partner, your husband, your wife, whoever you're in a relationship with, to have that, you know, conversation about sexual behavior. Secondly, you cannot get HIV from somebody from drinking behind my cup, from eating behind my plate. If I go to the bathroom and you come in behind me, you cannot get HIV like that. It's a sexually transmitted disease. It's not a sin.
You're shedding some light.
It's not a sin.
You're shedding some
light.
Yeah.
You're not going to hell. Because that's some of the... Excuse me?
No, go ahead.
I said that's some of the stuff that was told to me. You know, my mother, she's a very faithful woman. Or I would say religious also. And the first thing she told me was AIDS was a curse. That's old Bible talk. You speak in old Bible language, because Jesus came that I may have life and have it abundantly. And he said it's for everybody, not only for those that are well, but for those that have disparities and health issues too, whether it's cancer, whether it's HIV, whether it's AIDS, whether it's diabetes. He said, trust me, believe in me.
You have a very, are having a, and have had a very full life. And continue. Started your modeling career when black faces were rarely seen in magazines. What provoked you or gave you the courage to even pursue such an opposing force at that time?
Because that's what I wanted to be. And I wasn't going to let anybody tell me I couldn't do it. You know, and I was shorter than the regular model. I'm 5'7". And, you know, people were like, oh, you're not tall. You won't get into the fashion world. But, see, I was smarter than that. I didn't have to necessarily be in the fashion world. There were commercials. You could do commercials. You don't have to be a certain height to do commercials and print ads. So I knew that. And God always lined me up with the right people. So my first encounter was with a woman named Loretta. It was a friend, a gentleman I was dating named Lance Hayes. His mother was dating a photographer. The photographer took pictures of me. Then I would always go into Macy's to fashion fair and sit with a woman named Hugh Linus. And Reggie Wells, a world-known photographer, was a makeup artist, and he would always frequent inside of there. And all the makeup artists would come to fashion fair, but I remember talking to Reggie, telling him I wanted to model, and he was like, you're not serious. If you're serious, take some pictures and bring them to me. And I sure did. I took pictures and I brought it to him. So I had the opportunity of being the first Optimum Soft Sheen model. I had the opportunity of doing the Budweiser Superfest ad. I did McDonald's print ad. I did stock work. Stock work is when you model and the photographer takes pictures of you, and you might see it on the insurance program, you know, in the pamphlet that they put out. You could be at any kind of pamphlet.
Mm-hmm.
And then my son was a model, too. I got him into it. He did a lot of work. So God always lined me up with some great people. Michael Weeks here, but he died of AIDS. And then God was putting all of these powerful people in my life, too, that were HIV positive. I didn't know, but wind up dying of AIDS. But, you know, just throwing that to me here and there. A very good friend of mine, singer, and I was a member of Canaan Baptist Church, but now I'm a member of First Corinthian Baptist Church in Harlem, Michael A. Wallen, Jr., phenomenal senior pastor, and his wife is executive pastor, Reverend Lakeisha. Powerful, two young powerful, Spelman and Morehouse together, exploding. And he's very very progressive thinking, and he's young. He's in his 42. Both of them are 42, 43. And they just, you know, the teachings that they teach us, it's about everyday living and everyday life. And then back then I had Y.T. Walker from Canaan Baptist Church. So I had so many, God had put so many people in my life that wherever I ran into a wall, I had a support system.
Good.
Whether not so many times family, but friends, important friends. And mentors.
And it's important. And that's important. That's important. That's very important. Tell us a little more about your Mad Wednesday.
People say, where do you get the name Mad? That's my initials, Maria Antoinette Davis. So Mad Wednesdays is a showcase where I put artists in front of live audience, for the audience, for them actually to grow as an artist, because a lot of times I get artists when they're first starting out, you know, they might not know how to hold the mic. They may not know how to project their voices. They don't know about, you know, publishing, writing, and then many aspects of the music industry. Sometimes you come on as on a stage wanting to be an artist, but you wind up being a manager or a publicist. But I want artists to know the many different, you know, areas of music, if you're serious about music, and then know your music history, which I talk about all the time. You can't be a hip-hop artist and you don't know about KRS-One and the Furious Five and the Sugar Gang. You can't. And you don't know about Cab Calloway. If you know music, you know music, because all the education that you get out of music affects your lyrics and how you perform and your writing skills. If you only see on your block, then you only write about your block. But if you see, if you travel and you try to experience everything you can in life, your view when you write will be different.
Mm-hmm.
And that's life in general.
Wow. If you only see on your block that all you can write about is what you see on your block, that's good. That's good. I think exposure is very important. Exposure is
very important.
Different types of music. And being able to listen, I think I'm a music connoisseur. I love all different types of music. Found that a lot of times we don't allow ourselves, and I like how you said it, we don't allow ourselves to move off our block. You know, we don't listen at opera. We don't listen at country. We don't listen at, you know, the different genres. I think it can enlighten us. And if we listen to the lyrics of songs, I think would be more avid to be informed of what they're saying, of what that type of music is saying. I think that's important. So what are you doing now? What's going on now?
Well, I've been traveling, working with a company called Merck with their iDesign campaign, which is Merck's national HIV campaign, and it's to empower people living with HIV and to be open and honest, have open and honest conversations with their doctors about how they're doing and feeling on their treatment plan. So that has been such a, you know, an eye-opening experience for me, you know, going to different states, you know, engaging with other people that are HIV positive, you know, encouraging them as well as they encourage me, and hearing other people's stories. Because, you know, a friend of mine said, you don't know my glory because you don't know my story. So I'm not the only one that has a story about living with HIV. Well, actually, this is my 20th anniversary living with HIV and 18 years living with AIDS. And I feel great, you know, and I'm doing great. I had somebody laugh another day. Last night I was in swimming class. I told somebody, I am 55 years old, and I said that I was not going to go to become 55 and travel and don't know how to swim. So now I'm swimming in 9 feet of water and not afraid. But, you know, exercise is so important, you know. And
Maria, would you please take me to class? Would you take me to swimming class?
Oh, my God, it's such a freedom to know how to swim. And last night I was learning how to do a backstroke. Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
So, you know,
there's a joy. There's a joy in your voice that carries, and I could see how empowering and how encouraging you can be to other people. If you had to say something to up-and-coming artists, what would you say to them? Because I'm looking at this, like you said earlier, where are they getting the music history? Where are they learning about the pioneers of music, any genre? Where are they learning about that? Because I'm seeing a lot of, you know, overnight YouTube success, but there's no wisdom behind it. So there's nothing wrong with the YouTube, but where's the wisdom? So if you had to share with an upcoming artist or someone that even thinking about it, what would you say to them?
Well, your writing should not only reflect who you are, because, you know, young people say, oh, I came from the projects, I came from the hood, so I got to write about the guns and this. I said, but you can also write about how to get out the hood, too. So as well as you write about your experience, you have to also write to give somebody a hope and a solution, because our young people are so impressive by the music and the beat. Sometimes the words ain't saying nothing, and it's the beat that everybody follows. But as an artist, you have the responsibility, whether you want it or not, that someone is listening to your music and going to try to mimic you. So why not try to mimic you and a long-term movement versus a short-term movement? Because, you know, Kanye West, Talib Kweli, the last three poets, they still have a life that lives on. Cab Calloway has a life that lives beyond his death. And so I ask my young people, if you left here today, what would your eulogy say? What would people say about you? Were you a menace to society? Or were you someone that everybody could say you helped somebody? Your lyrics was powerful. You did work in the community. We all could be a community activist. We don't have to, you know, we don't have to have a ton of money, and we don't have to acquire to do big things. I have a 501(c), which I have, you know. But you can want to change that little young brother or that little young sister in your block or in your community. As individuals, I feel that God put us all here for a purpose, and we find that purpose on our journey. And on your journey, if you've done nothing but foolishness, at one point you should stop and look and say, what am I doing? How am I helping? And, you know, that's what I challenge, you know, all my young people. And I don't just tell them that. I give them things to do. Like, I work for an organization called Lifebeat, Music Industry Fights HIV. So I take artists into the hospitals to minister music to AIDS patients. That's life-changing. And nursing home, and take them to my young people. Then we do the AIDS walk. This is my 20th anniversary, so I'm challenging everyone this year to walk with me and raise a couple of dollars. The money doesn't go to me, but it goes to gay men's health crisis. And they don't only help gay men. I am a client of theirs. So they helped me when I couldn't work, when I could barely stand up. I didn't know if I was going to live or die, and took care of my two children. So how do you give back? Giving back is so – you don't have to have a lot of money to give back. First, right. You got to tithe, because I'm a tither. You have to tithe. Mm-hmm. And not only tithe your money, but your talent and your time.
Mm-hmm.
So I also challenge them when I give out turkeys for Thanksgiving. I get people to help me with the turkey. Christmas time, I do a party for families that are in the shelters and that are HIV positive. Get people to come and volunteer. I buy the food. We feed them. We get them toys. We get on stage. They perform. People perform. You get to sit and encourage someone. So I don't only tell them to do these things. I create opportunities for them.
Listen, it's absolutely wonderful having you here with us on today. I so honor the
Thank
work
you.
That you're doing. I look forward to having you again, of course. I just really wanted
Absolutely.
To say thank you. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for being transparent. Thank you for taking the time to share with the Walking in Power Block Talk Radio audience, because I believe you cleared up and shed some light on a lot of different, on a subject that a lot of us are not familiar. We're just not familiar, and I thank you for doing that. Today we've got our very special guest, Maria Davis. She's a premier promoter and an AIDS activist, and I would like to add to that resume that she is an encourager. I'm motivated. So thank you again. Whatever you do, wherever you go, always walk in power.
Yes, and I want to give my comments on my contact information. Somebody might be out there HIV
yes.
positive and don't, you know, have anyone to talk to.
So go ahead.
DavisMaria@msn.com, or they can contact me at 212-866-1562. And God bless you, and you continue to walk in power also.
Thank you so much, and thank you for sending that contact information.
You're welcome.